Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I love Tom Jones.
Well, it's not unusual.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode.
Our Good Friday episode.
Good Friday to you too.
Yes.
Can't have meat today, it's got to be fish.
Oh, well, nothing fishy touches these lips. You I'm starving today.
You don't even have, like, you can have battered cod. You like that, don't you?
I don't like it battered.
Do you not like fish and chips fish?
No.
Do you not like fish from Chippy Fish?
I don't like any form of fish.
Not even battered haddock?
No.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out. I love fish. You really are missing out.
Disgusting.
Not a bit of hake on holiday, you know, when you've had a bit of, like, it's what a light lunch.
Bit of hake.
Yeah. Is it hake? Or halibut? Halibut.
We got my cousin from America once. We convinced her when she was ordering on a menu. We told her that hake was pronounced harke. And so we got her to order in the restaurant in London. I'll have the harke. We all found it hilarious.
The laughs you had in your house. My brother once shaved his pubes into my pencil case. That was a laugh. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Did he die today or come back today? I always get mixed
up. Your brother?
No, Jesus. He died on Good Friday, didn't he? Or did he come back?
Well, no, yeah. It's not a very Good Friday if he died.
He died on Good Friday. He died on the Friday and then...
Was it Easter he came back?
The tombstone rolled on Sunday.
Surprise, surprise.
Do you know what his last words were on cross?
What?
He said to Mary Magdalene, "What a way to spend a bank holiday." This is random things that have been sent in.
Hello to Lambeth Palace.
Extra bits from our week and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D Divas.
What are your Easter plans?
I'm working. Shock.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're not having any holidays?
No, I'm working.
Even though there are two bank holidays and people get it off twice over Easter?
I've said this before, I'll say it again. I think I prefer Easter to Christmas. But what are you doing for it?
Mike and I are having an Easter Saturday tomorrow. We're going to do a nice sort of just couples day. We've booked some spa treatments.
Of course you have.
Going to go out for lunch. And then I'm seeing my brother and parents on Easter Sunday for lunch.
Oh, I've got Saturday night takeaway.
Yes.
Burnley playing Chelsea on the same day, and then I'm flying to Benidorm for Bradley's stag do on Sunday.
Oh, it's quite recent. Oh, I didn't realise how soon that was.
Yeah.
Because when's he getting married?
Today's the 29th, right, isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah.
When's he getting married?
June.
Am I right in saying stag do's used to be quite much closer to the wedding? Yeah, but now it's sort of slightly, you do it a few months out.
Yeah, because it means if for whatever reason what happens on a stag do, you can still get your deposit back on the wedding. Give them plenty of notice.
Right.
Well,
good to know.
Yeah. But I'm going to have a lunch today. But
you can have a lunch today?
Yeah, I'm going out for lunch. I've actually, after this, I've got a bit of time off. So I love Easter. I've got an Easter egg from M&S.
Nice. Lovely.
Nice fancy one.
Do you still, and you're how old now?
34.
Just think getting Easter eggs age 34 is...
piss off. Everyone's got to have an Easter egg.
Do you still have a stocking from Father Christmas?
I've never had a stocking when I was a kid.
You poor deprived child. Yeah, what did you have?
Just presents on the living room floor. Never had stockings. It were posh kids that had stockings.
Did you have a stocking from Father Christmas? Yeah. Did you have a stocking from...
No, I didn't either. We're only if you're posh. Oh, Mammy's putting an orange, a Terry chocolate orange.
Father Christmas.
Sorry. Father Christmas, give us some Terry chocolate orange and some little socks and some room spray. Lovely.
Piss I off. Got one year. I
Tamagotchi, we know, and you frigging buried it. Bore off.
Excuse me, the number of your stories that we hear again on loop...
Well, what did you get?
I got one year. I got a Bruce Forsyth Sings the Hits compilation album.
Wow, that's quite a good stocking for life.
Yep.
Yeah. How old was you?
15.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not even joking.
Didn't he used to sing the theme tune to The Generation Game?
Life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
Yes, not many people our age would know that. Did you ever get your Easter egg? And then you'd carve your name on the inside of it, your initials, so nobody else ate it. You'd
inside?
And then you'd have your little tray, because it'd come in a tray, in the fridge. I love Easter egg chocolate.
Yes, I do. It's the right thickness. It's not too thick, but it's not too thin.
Best thing Christianity brought us.
Now, Jordan.
I'll go down on record to say that. Christmas, Easter, chocolate eggs. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't think they had much to do with the Bible.
Who?
I'll talk Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, it signifies the stone rolling, doesn't it?
I don't think it does.
It does.
I'll ask Vicar Tom.
Don't. It's Vicar Tom. Sorry, Vicar Tom.
And indeed, any Christians listening.
Sorry to any Christians listening. I'm baptised.
Are you?
Yeah, CV.
I'm confirmed.
Are you Catholic?
No, you can be... I'm confirmed.
No, are you confirmation's Catholic?
No, it's not.
Is it not?
I'm sure it happens in the Catholic Church, but I'm Anglican.
Mm. I tell you, I found out who my godfather was recently.
Yes, you did, yes.
Is it Met Police?
That's nice.
Yeah. Should we go to the listeners' questions and responses?
Yes. Now, Jordan, have you updated your phone recently? You know, sometimes it pops up saying software update.
You always say do it overnight. It never bloody does it? What?
Well, a few G&Divas have told us about the new transcription feature on Apple Podcasts. Have you seen it?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, look at this. This is one of our recent episodes. It's an automatically generated transcript.
Oh, my God.
Of everything we've said.
Is it like AI?
I guess it's using that technology.
There's not enough hours in the day. Oh, is it... So it's transcribed
the
every
spoken word. It probably transcribes the jingles, God help it. It transcribes everything.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
It's very
clever
technology.
This is your Roman Empire, isn't it, as they say on TikTok? Wow.
Yeah, well, Claire, G&Diva in Sydney, DM'd us because she wanted to know if the Apple transcription technology can understand Broad Burnley.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay, so we thought we'd give it a go. Here's an example of the Northern dialect from Charles Dickens' Hard Times, obviously set in Burnley, which was released in 1854.
Weren't that an Alphabeat song as well? Hard Times.
No, it's Good Times, wasn't it?
No. Oh, no, it's a Paramore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Paramore, weren't it?
Well, they were big into Dickens.
Was it Paramore? Yeah, I think it was. It was Paramore.
Did they also do a song called Little Dorrit? It's one for the English literature fans.
What else did Dickens do?
Little Dorrit.
Did he do Moby Dick?
No.
Who was that?
Someone else.
Did he? He did A Muppet's Christmas, not A Muppet's Christmas Carol. Fucking hell.
He did A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. But I've only...
Bleak House.
I've seen A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah, A Muppet, yeah.
Anyway, this is a passage between two characters. You go first, Jordan, and I'll do the other bits.
Okay, right, I need to get into character.
Think Rock FM.
There, where, doer, right, doer, for. No, don't. No, that was more Yorkshire. Right there. I'm telling you now, lad. I'll tell you what it is. Four, doer, Burnley. We are such true friends, lad, and such old friends, and get to be such old folk now.
No, Rachel, thou'rt as young as ever thou wast.
One of us will be puzzled how to get old, Stephen, without t'other getting so too, both being alive and that.
But anyways, we're such old friends that thy'd a word of honest truth for one another would be a sin and a pity. Well, there we go.
There we go.
It's uncanny.
Can you do a Burnley, say doer?
Doer.
Fooer.
Fooer.
Shut that doer.
Shut that door. He was from Nuneaton.
Theo, my brother's mate, can do best impression of my mum. Bradley! That's it. Bradley, come and talk to your dad on Skype. So he does the best impression. Bradley, I'm telling you now, come and talk to your dad on Skype. Skype. Four.
Anyway, you can find out how Apple did by having a look in the Apple Podcasts app. This next one is from India. That's the person, not the country. Hello, William, Jordan, and the whole Sexted team. Your recent weekend release, when William had a revelation about Bag It Up by Jerry Halliwell, reminded me of the time I innocently told my colleagues that I was confused about the Sam Smith song Unholy. The lyrics are,
Mummy, don't lie, Daddy's getting hot at the body shop, doing something unholy.
I asked what he could possibly be doing at the body shop that would be so bad unless he was sticking his fingers in the tester pots. This is when they explained to me that the body shop is another name for a brothel.
I never knew that.
No.
I always thought it was... That makes total sense.
I thought it was a cosmetic shop that had a strong stance on animal testing.
That makes sense.
Cue much blushing from me and much laughter from my colleagues. Mortified. Loved the podcast and the book. With warmest regards, India.
The book is still available now, sixmybus.com/book.
As is Just Good Manners, available to pre-order, williamhanson.co.uk/books.
Okay. Is a body shop a gay thing?
No, I don't think so.
Mummy, don't.
I mean, there are all sorts of brothels, I'm sure.
At the body shop, doing something unholy. Next one.
This is from Ben from Rochdale.
Rochdale.
Hi, guys. Just listening to this week's show, no apostrophe, and I'm afraid I have to correct William. He mentions about a car incident where if you hit someone in the rear in a car accident and you apologise for hitting them, then that would be your fault. This is not technically correct. You can apologise when an accident happens as you are sorry the incident happened without any admission of blame. An apology at an incident is not an admission of liability. Obviously, if you said, sorry, that was my fault, that's different. Love the show. Ben from Rochdale. P.S. I have been a senior incident manager in an international insurance company for 14 years.
Get your facts right, Hanson. Thank you very much, Ben. I always thought that was true, to be fair.
Well, there we go.
Well, if you went, sorry, that was my fault, then bear, but oh, sorry, are you okay?
Okay, well, next time someone goes into the back of me, I'll know. And there's no need to apologise.
Do another.
This is from Ursula.
Oh, what a lovely name.
Yes.
Ursula.
Poor unfortunate soul. A Little Mermaid reference. Don't
oh, is she called Ursula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was her big number.
And the crab was Sebastian.
Correct.
And
the mermaid was called Ariel.
Oh, who's Ursula then?
The witch.
Oh, yes.
With all the tentacles. Hey, it starts spelt with an A, unconventionally. After listening to your podcast this evening, I was reminded of the most ridiculous apology I think I've ever done. I'd been out for a couple of drinks after work, and when walking to the tube in the pouring rain, I slipped on a drain cover and went flying towards a man coming towards me. He very kindly tried to help me and check that I was all right, and all I kept saying very loudly was, I'm terribly sorry, sorry, sorry. What a wally I must have seemed. I'm not sure you can be more British than apologise to someone for falling over while they're trying to pick you up off the ground. Keep doing your thing. My neighbour always knows when I'm listening to the show because she can hear my laughter through the wall. Thanks, Ursula.
I was buying some daffodils yesterday.
Right.
I love daffodils. Honestly, I love at this time of year.
Oh, maybe we could, instead of Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week, we could do Jordan's Stem of the Week.
So I was buying some, this is the most British thing you'll ever hear. So I was buying some daffodils yesterday. And I love having daffodils right now, so this time of year. It's just nice, that yellow.
Makes a change from all the pansies.
And I walked out and it was raining and there's this little old man outside a flower store outside the supermarket. He was selling daffodils and he looked at me and I looked at him and it was pissing down with rain. Like old man freezing. I just went, terribly sorry. I didn't say that. I went, I'm so sorry, and just walked past him, and I should have bought him off him and his independence that shop. Do you know what? I'm going to go back there this weekend and get some.
Yes.
I'm going to give him my money. He should support local businesses and libraries and bookshops. So I am. That's what I'm going to do.
Good for you.
I'm going to go and buy some more daffodils.
And that is very much the spirit of Easter.
Yeah.
This is from Sophie in Brisbane, Queensland. G'day, William and Jordan, it starts.
What is it they say? Not how you going? How you going?
How are you going?
How are you going?
I just wanted to start by saying how much I love your podcast. It's the highlight of my week and I love your company on my afternoon walks, chasing those 10,000 steps a day.
And getting chased by snakes and kangaroos and crocodiles and spiders. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how they do it. It's one place I couldn't live. I'd love to, but...
I heard how excited William was about Mary Poppins recently and had to reach out. I, like many other Australians, am getting a bit of FOMO listening to you promote your live shows in the UK and Ireland. I was hoping to tempt you down under with a small country town called Maryborough, Queensland. The author of Mary Poppins, P.L. Travers, grew up here and her old home is now a beautiful museum dedicated to Mary Poppins. There is a statue in town of Mary Poppins along with these amazing traffic light signs I had to share. I was hoping this might be an extra incentive to get you down under, as we'd love to have you. I promise the spiders and snakes aren't so bad. Keep up the amazing work. Sophie in Brisbane. On the traffic lights, there is a silhouette of Mary Poppins.
I thought she was British, Mary.
The character is British.
No, the woman who wrote her.
No, she was Australian. Have you never
Emma
seen...
Emma Thompson's Australian in that film.
Yeah.
Mr. Banks.
You've watched Saving Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a whole flashback scenes to when they're in...
So she's not from London?
No.
I never knew that.
You weren't paying attention to that film,
I'd love to come to Australia. Just if thought of a snake being killed up in a bed beside me or on in an AC vent or something like that.
A what?
AC vent. AC vent. An air conditioning vent. Like, I've seen TikTok. They're under your car handles. You can't put a welly on in Australia. Yeah, what? You can't put a welly on.
Right.
Am I being ADHD right now?
I think a little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, if Gene Devers have not seen Saving Mr. Banks, the film, it is such a moving film. Not just because it's
Tom Hanks, isn't it?
Yes, Tom Hanks, Emma Thompson, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell
plays P.L. Travers' father.
Who's P.L. Travers?
The author of Mary Poppins.
What's her real name?
Pamela.
That's a Aussie name, isn't it?
Pamela. And again, a bit like
Sheila.
A bit like J.K. Rowling, when they launched the Harry Potter books, they had to make it P.L. or J.K. so it sounds slightly more masculine so people would buy it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, some more tour correspondence. Oh, God, did you hear how flat that vowel was? And now some more tour correspondence. Hi, what's the etiquette for requesting my wife's favourite podcast as an extra show in Dublin or puts on some extra tickets in a situation where she gave me the exact details for it when it went on sale and I simply forgot about it? And in this instance, obviously the show is the week of her birthday. From, well, Colm, C-O-L-M. Colm?
Well, you would say Colm, which is just outside of Burnley, so Colm.
Yeah, but that's C-O-L-N-E,
yeah,
isn't it?
Colm.
This is C-O-L-M.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, look, silly you for forgetting, but something is coming very soon which may help you get out of that situation, so keep listening.
Yeah, we've got a big announcement coming up regarding the tour.
Yep.
We couldn't make Cardiff work this time. Let's just get the Welsh elephant in the room. No offence. Really horrible. We are the chairman emeritus of this podcast is a proud Welshman.
Yes.
He is a proud Welshman.
You should see what it can do with a leak.
Yeah. It's dates wise. We just couldn't make it
We
work.
Don't choose where we want to go.
Obviously,
it's availability of venues, blah, 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 blah.
It's so hard to organise.
I mean, Jordan does nothing
no,
for
it's,
it.
No, it's...
I should just make that perfectly clear.
It's difficult organising at all, the people that do it, to make the dates work. And obviously, you've got to work around me and William as working as well, the other jobs and stuff. So the nearest we could get is Bristol. How far is Bristol to Cardiff?
An hour.
So... Come to Bristol.
Well, they can't.
But it's not that we've got anything against Wales or the Welsh. I love Tom Jones.
Well, it's not unusual.
Yeah. Thank you.
Finally, thank you to Alex Rowley, who works as a PR. Now, do you want to just explain what a PR is? You love PRs.
Right. I think we should just get this out there. And I'm going to choose my words because I work with a lot of PRs.
For now.
I work with a lot of PRs.
Mm.
I know...
What does PR stand for?
Public relations.
Yes, not pain in the rectum.
Right, very good. We work with a lot on this podcast. I work a lot in the new job, the old job. They're very much everywhere. And PRs will admit this, right? And PRs can be a nightmare.
Mm. Because they're paid to be a nightmare.
But it's their job. And they always say... Sorry to be a PR about this. It's like, just... And what you'll find is, you'll go on a Zoom, right? You'll work with a client, right? And the client will have a PR. And you'll go on a Zoom, and there'll be six of them. And they're all saying the same thing. and they're all coming up with the same. I'm so sorry to any PRs listening, and sorry to you, Alex. Surprised you're not called Pippa, Poppy, Hattie, or Lottie. But anyway, how do you find PRs?
I love PRs.
Do you?
Yeah. Anyway,
I like PRs.
Good.
I do.
Jordan, that came across.
Okay.
He's kindly told us about this new film, Julian Assange. Shocking and vitally important new documentary, it's called. And it obviously must be because of my time as an international prisoner. Not really sure that's my vibe, and I don't massively want to be grouped in with Julian Assange.
Okay, so he's a PR on that film?
Yes, I believe so.
And he thinks it'd be good for you because of your similar situation in Switzerland?
I think really...
Hashtag Free Willy.
I think what I did with my USB clicker versus WikiLeaks is miles apart.
What did Julian Assange do? Can we get into that?
Should we have him on as a guest? Alex Polizzi, Jane Bolton, right, Jack Callahan, Julian Assange.
If you're Julian Assange's PR.
Assange.
Assange's PR.
Yeah.
Pippa, Poppy, Hattie, Lottie.
Alex.
Alex. What? Give us another PR name. Chantel.
Chantel?
Give us another PR name.
Rachel, our lovely PR from Penguin.
Rachel, I'm so sorry. We actually love... See, we know...
And
some...
Jordan wonders why he didn't get a book deal.
Right, any PRs listening, right, hear me out.
Yeah.
We always like the right to reply. Any PRs listening, get back in touch and we'll read out your responses
especially,
and replies from my PR.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
We'll do it in the next bonus.
Especially if you've worked with Jordan.
Yeah, especially if you've
we
worked with
We want to
me.
Hear your stories okay. of Jordan North.
Just, some are great, some are a nightmare.
Okay, Jordan, quit whilst you've still
got
a career.
I'm going to shut up, right? I'm sorry, I don't want to piss off any PRs. Salespeople.
Radio presenters, absolute bloody nightmares.
Radio presenters are the worst, top. So if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is a place where you can read it out. Drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from people we offer advice to, so if that's you, get back in touch with us. For more sex ado's and nonsense, sign up via our newsletter at sexwithmyboss.com.
Goodbye.
I've got many friends in public relations.
Not anymore.
Many, many friends.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.